What do you mean by exploratory fasting?
Like not detective.
Generally, there's stuff, like we've got one giant catch-all test case that's just something like the game conforms to the user's expectations. That's supposed to essentially be...
The user's unexpected behavior, you just press whatever.
Yeah, like we've got stuff for button mashing I wrote our window test plan based on the MIDP one. So everything you find in there should in some way be in the WinMo one if it's relevant. The exploratory stuff, I mean, yeah, there. I don't.
Yeah,
that's what I would. I think you guys, whenever you test WinMo stuff, it's going to be after you've already done it on Java in some way. So. Yeah, that'll probably be the best way. And I think our test plan's fairly good for that. But
do you know when the builds are coming to us, when they have the new test
stuff? Nope. I know New York Times is WinMo New York Times. I think it's Sudoku first, but I'm not sure. Anyway, one of the two games is in flow right now. So I assume that means it's ready to be started any time. It's not on my priority list anywhere. So...
We don't have a
priority list. Ours is dynamic.
Yeah, it's dynamic. That's a good way to put it, yeah.
So we were told that it's 2 days after.
Yeah.
Do you usually do the same kind of planning for generic and remote?
Yes. We've got... It's this aspect of the test plan is a little out of date, but there are little marks on it for when any given test case is tested, like
okay.
First test cycle, all the way to like spot checks and things like that. If you've got, if it's already passed the generic channel, then I mean, an awful lot of it's useless to test. If all you're seeing is practically, does it have the right splash screen on this one? Does it have a more games link, whatever? But for what I would assume you guys are going to be doing, it'll be the full test plan, yeah.
So do you only ever test on 5 devices?
Usually, you just test on the representative devices because things now have been our libraries kind of handle stuff so that if it's come up before, it should be fixed for everything following. There have been device specific issues in the past, like sometimes the sound chip on one device doesn't handle things encrypted at a certain bit rate. But I mean, we just try to rotate through a different set of 5 devices wherever possible. It isn't always doable. We tend to stress some devices more than others if we know they're really popular, but that's kind of the hope with the ones that I've suggested. If you guys are going to be doing some WinMo testing, that they'll cover the bases the best. So I'll email all of you the location for where the WinMo stuff is kept. It's on like a shared drive, so we've got our most up-to-date test plan. There's a primer I wrote out back when we needed help with Guitar Hero and the WinPlay launch. It's still been updated, and it's kind of like if you're already a QA tester somewhere in the company, you can just kind of read through the primer and I think do a competent job of testing anything on a Windows mobile device. But yeah, I'll link that to everybody. Two other little things that help a lot with Windows Mobile. Not all of our devices are provisioned to work. Like if they're CDMA devices, they might not actually have an account active or something like that. But if you're plugged in with ActiveSync, you can still get online and do network transfers. Can't always do phone calls, but if you can at least do those on another device and then do the end resume testing, it works. So, so any phone can connect using ActiveSync and go online, do network stuff, play online with other people. And another thing we can do is save game copying. Because there's just an install directory. So just like on your computer, you can just go to the program file. There's almost always something called like save game.dat, and you can just copy it out and use it in new test cycles so you don't have to keep replaying everything.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a great time saver sometimes for really long games. But really, I think that's kind of it. I did bring a few of the devices, my man first, so that you could just kind of see the differences for them.
Yeah,
this is our probably most mid-P-like phone, I think. It's got like a really small resolution, 176 by 220, the smallest in WinMo. And it's got like the T9 keyboard, which is not used in WinMo very often anymore either. But it doesn't flip. It doesn't do anything fancy. It's just a phone that happens to have Windmo on it. We've got another phone. It like flips up and down, and it's got a SureType keyboard, and it's got the more standard Windmo resolution of 240 by 320.
Huge.
You think that's huge? But
oh my god.
Well, that's an iPad, but not the big ones. We have a couple with square resolutions, but the square resolutions aren't very common. 240 by 240. It just has to be tested because it happens to have a square resolution. The most common form factor for Windmo phones. Hey, Puzzle Quest. This thing just has the flipping display and a full keyboard, as well as the D-pad, soft keys on both sides. So this is kind of the most, these are usually the most important ones to test on because they'll cover the most ground. Yeah, we actually just yesterday finally got the okay to sell Puzzle Quest again. So the company that had the rights went out of business.
Requires them. Fucking amazing. It sold billions of copies. Like, wow. Who has a the top rights for
that now?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the company that had the mobile rights wasn't the same as the original developer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the original developer sold their mobile rights to them.
Yeah. That's one of our touch-only devices. We say touch-only, but they all have D-pads and fire buttons. But there are a couple coming that don't even have that, so.
There is an expansion.
Oh, that's HTC Touch?
Yeah.
So how do we do play Peggle? It doesn't seem like I can control it. Seriously, what do you do?
Is it on that phone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But like, I can't control the bottom. Can't control the ball.
You can control where you aim it in the first place.
Ah. One final question.
Sure.
Do you have a list of like handsets, sort of known issues, or that won't be fixed.
Oh yeah, I know this was scheduled for an hour, but I have no idea what could possibly cause this to take up an hour. So.
Yeah.
All right.
No.
Well, I was doing the wrong work.
That's why I miss working with you, Kendra. I could dance, and you could tell me to stop. All the
time.
I think so. I'm sure you guys love questions as it starts happening, but
I think the biggest question is when it's supposed to start happening.
I don't know. My assumption is next week sometime, but I have no idea.
Hey, it's for Intel.
What?
Intel. That's what I heard.
I spaced out a little bit. But yeah, I think so. So yeah, cool. Anytime you have questions, Brent can answer them.
Brent does it all.
Yeah, as you get started.
Please give me Windmo and not backfill.
I'm sure there will be a lot of stuff in the beginning. But yeah, I'll be around to answer stuff definitely.
Plus, we have to test Windmo at some point. So
yeah.
PHK3.
Yeah, I know George.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, half of us have tested many people. You have, I have, David has. Yeah.
No problem. I hope it helps when you actually have to do it.
I really don't see why it's fun.
Peggle? Yeah. Peggle's a game where I sit there and I'm like, this is fun, and I can actually stop playing it.
I don't like crap. Now that I can get Puzzle Quest.
Puzzle Quest is a good game.
Yeah. How is it for Windmo?
It's not.
How is it on a cube?
It's not the full.